a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
A brisk, chilly afternoon. KSL News Time 3:44. The three things you need to know this hour first.
A Salt Lake City private lab could hold the key to solving the Atlanta child murders case once and for all. I'm Becky Bruce.
Second, fewer students are enrolling in the Salt Lake City School District, especially the elementary schools. The drop could impact funding. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
It's nice and quiet out on your valley freeways, and that does include I-15 both directions in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. We still have the cleanup of an earlier accident in Tooele County. It's been there for a bit. SR-36 at Main Street at 2400 North. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Valley rain, mountain snow, and in the 50s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Cloudy now, 45 degrees in Salt Lake City. Now, KSL's top national stories from ABC.
A senior Haitian police official involved in the efforts to free 17 American and Canadian missionaries being held hostage say the kidnappers are demanding $1 million for each of them.
The message I have for them is not to be impatient there.
Father Jean Millien, a Haitian priest, kidnapped by the gang back in April. A federal grand jury has indicted Congressman Jeff Fortenberry of Nebraska. The Republican lawmaker is accused of lying to the FBI and concealing information from federal agents who were investigating campaign contributions funneled to him from a Nigerian billionaire. The Senate is set to vote this week on the Freedom to Vote Act. Republicans are vowing to filibuster, saying voting is a state's issue.
Of course, it's always been a federal issue to protect people's voting rights, starting in the Constitution itself, which says that the Congress can oversee federal elections.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Stocks rose on encouraging earnings, especially in healthcare and tech companies. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Supply chain shock.
More than 60 ships waiting.
It's not just making things harder to find, it's making them more expensive.
Whether you're buying for the holidays or just need things at your house, it's all getting held up.
Work is now underway to get the Port of LA operating 24/7.
That's the goal. Get everybody synchronized to the best of our ability.
Hear special coverage this week on Utah's Morning News and a one-hour special Wednesday at 1. Listen this week to KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
The KSL In-depth, there's this new Marvel movie, the Eternals movie. If you're going to go see it this weekend, stay off social media. The movie premiered in Hollywood last night, and before the world premiere, there were already spoilers online. ABC's Jason Nathanson was at the premiere, and he joins us live on the KSL Newsline. So, Jason, how was it?
It was good. It was good. I can't get to the reviews are still in.
No. So. I mean, how was the premiere?
it was fun. It was interesting. This was my first premiere back since we did the whole COVID lockdown and everything and the pandemic. It was a big Hollywood premiere, almost in the way that we used to have big Hollywood premieres. Most of Hollywood Boulevard was shut down. It was held in several theaters right there. There was a big blue carpet. Most of the cast was there doing interviews, although it was much more spread out than it usually is. You know, usually on that carpet, you are packed like sardines trying to do interviews. There's a lot more space these days. So things are a little different, but it felt like, you know, kind of old Hollywood times.
All right. So how was the movie?
The movie was pretty good. If you're a Marvel fan, I think you're going to like it. It is different than a lot of Marvel films. It packs a lot more in. But like you said, that there were some major things that were spoiled on Twitter immediately afterwards. They didn't let us have our phones in there. So these people ran out and got their phones and immediately started typing some of these major reveals, which I felt bad for a lot of people who wanted to be surprised when they saw it.
Well, what's the rule about that?
The studios all ask you not to spoil things, but what's a definition of a spoiler is kind of up to each person. Sometimes they actually, and this is more for TV shows and stuff that we're watching at home, they'll send us a list of things not to spoil. Movies mostly don't do that, so it's kind of up to you. But they say, please, you know, leave all the surprises. And what was put on Twitter yesterday was a very, very big surprise that I was shocked that it was revealed.
Okay, so how soon is too soon to share a spoiler? Is there a rule of thumb in high? Like, do I have to bite my tongue about the ending of Romeo and Juliet still?
No, you can spoil that if you want. I will give you permission to spoil the end of that. This is a film that, by the way, it's not coming out this weekend. It's coming out November 5th. So there's still several weeks before this actually comes out. So it's not like everybody's going to know whatever these answers are in a day or two. It's still several weeks away. I would say general rule of thumb is once something has it's kind of up to everybody. You know, if it's left theaters, I would say absolutely you can talk about anything. If it's coming home to DVD or to streaming, then, you know, anything's for game. Because that means if you haven't gone to the theater in the 45 days or 60 days or 90 days or whatever, then you don't really care that much.
Yeah, but ahead of the opening, that's a foul ball.
Yes, I would say absolutely, especially when there are still several weeks before it's going to be in theaters. I would say definitely that's a foul ball.
ABC's Jason Nathanson live on the KSL Newsline. Thanks, Jason. KSL News Time 3:50. It's time for traffic. We're brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And here's Ricky Meese.
Just hearing some scanner chatter that emergency crews are responding to an accident 4700 South, 3200 West in Taylorsville. Valley Freeway traffic in Salt Lake County in great shape. No accidents, no delays. The same for I-15 in Utah County. Steve?
Yeah, a bit busy in spots right now. Southbound Foothill Drive filling in just a little bit between Sunnyside Avenue and Stringham Avenue. Wide open speech, though, right now, traveling both north and southbound I-15. Nothing to slow you down between South Salt Lake and South Willard. Good speeds on the West Belt, Legacy, and Highway 89, all clear from, looks like, Lagoon all the way up to I-84. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Here's your 7-day forecast and Grant Wayman.
Skies clearing out as the showers wrap up and temperatures in the 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. We reach 60. It warms up the next few. 64 on Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds. We're up to 66 on Friday. And again, partly cloudy skies. More clouds on Saturday and 62. Showers return on Sunday. And the high that day around 60 and upper 50s on Monday. And more stormy weather ahead. Rain showers likely. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in Salt Lake City, 45 degrees.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio.
Never gonna get it.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. 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 Never get it.
Hey guys, Alex and Scott from KSL's Unrivaled here. And recently we were able to take a tour out at Hexcel Corporation. Now, Hexcel is a global leader in advanced composites technology. They make carbon fiber for people in the commercial aerospace, industrial, space and defense industries. It's a really, really cool place, and it's amazing, and it's a top-notch place for you to work. And that's what they're looking for, is for people to be able to work as process associates on their operating lines. And it's a great place to work. We went in and did the tour. They start people just under $20 an hour. You just have to have a high school diploma, and you get tuition reimbursement, 401k matches as well, employee stock purchase plans. You're only going to work 14 days a month. You get 7 days off in a row, once per month, and they're going to take care of you at Hexcel. It's an amazing place, and I didn't even know we had this right in our backyard. Be a part of something really, really important and super cool. Go to their website, hexcel.com/careers. That's HEXCEL.com/careers, and find yourself in a new job today with the folks at Hexcel.
As a business owner, providing workers' compensation insurance to protect your employees is a major expense. Let the experts at Golden West Insurance Services take away the confusion and find you ways to save. We'll independently shop your policy with all the major providers, such as Workers' Compensation Fund, Copperpoint, AmTrust, The Hartford, Liberty Mutual, Nationwide, and many more, to significantly lower the cost of your workers' compensation coverage. Your local Golden West insurance experts will work alongside you to help your business work safely and efficiently. Offering OSHA compliance reviews, help with HR policies and procedures, employee training, customized safety manuals, and return to work programs. And we can write policies for any Utah business, no matter what size or industry. Get your insurance at credit union rates. For a free quote on workers' compensation insurance or any of our commercial insurance coverages, visit gwcu.org. Golden West Insurance Services.
We'll take care of you.
Life has taught you many lessons, like the right partner can make our lives even better. That's exactly why Cigna Medicare Advantage works with Mountain Star Healthcare, Steward Healthcare, and University of Utah Health. These providers have reputations for quality and compassion and have been delivering excellent affordable care to the Wasatch Front area for years. And Cigna's proud to call them their champions in health. Life has also taught you that it's always better to have options. And with providers like these, you can't go wrong. Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th, so visit CignaMedicareUtah.com to compare Cigna Medicare Advantage plans today. Because life has taught you well.
Other providers are available in our network.
Benefit options vary by plan and service area. Contact the plan for details and availability of these services. You must reside in the plan service area. Cigna is contract with Medicare for PDP plans, HMO and PPO plans in select states, and with select state Medicaid programs. Enrollment in Cigna depends on contract renewal.
We're watching Utah's Money brought to you by Central Bank. The NBA is expecting $10 billion in revenue this season. That's a bump from the last two seasons during the pandemic when crowds were limited or non-existent. KSL drives the trucking industry is short 80,000 drivers. The shortage is adding to supply chain backlogs because there are fewer drivers to pick cargo up from ports. Google's unveiled its latest phones, the Pixel 6 and the 6 Pro. They have a new processor. The phones are cheaper than their competitors. The standard model is $600. The Pro will run you $900. Good day on Wall Street. The Dow was up nearly 200 points, up 198. The S&P gained 33 points, and the NASDAQ was up 107. KSL News Time, 3:56. Cougar Tracks is brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic, and here's Mitch Harper.
When BYU takes on Washington State this Saturday in Pullman, the Cougs clad in red will have a new head coach on the sideline. Yesterday, the previous head man, Nick Rolovich, along with four of his assistants, were terminated for not complying with the state of Washington's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Washington State AD Pat Chun knows this creates an unprecedented situation leading into Saturday's BYU game.
I mean, it's problematic. I mean, we obviously have a really good opponent coming into Pullman this week. We've been working on contingency plans. Nick did give us some input on some of those contingency plans. We'll work with the staff, with Coach Dickert and Coach Brian Smith, to decide who we can get in here to start helping out.
Washington State tabbed defensive assistant Jeff Dickert as their interim head coach. The assistant roles, however, might not be filled in time for Saturday's game. And for all the latest on BYU versus Washington State, go to kslsports.com. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.